Today we're going to clean up a snare snap and turn it into warm, tape-style grit inside Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old-school DNB flavor. This is a beginner lesson, so we're keeping it practical and simple. We're not rebuilding the whole break. We're just taking one snare hit and shaping it so it feels like it came from a dusty sampler, not a shiny loop pack. That means less harshness, more body, more attitude, and a sound that sits properly inside a drum and bass mix. In jungle and old-school DNB, the snare matters a lot. It's often the emotional center of the break. If it's too sharp or too digital, it can ruin the vibe. But if it's warm, controlled, and a little gritty, it cuts through bass and break edits in a way that feels classic. So let's build that. First, choose a snare that already has a decent transient. If the sample is weak from the start, no amount of processing will fully save it. Drag it into a drum rack on a MIDI track, or put it on an Audino track if you're working with an edited break. Then loop a simple one or two bar pattern so you can hear the changes clearly. Keep the loop short. That's important. Short loops make it much easier to hear what each processor is actually doing. A very simple test pattern works best. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. If you want, you can also layer a light break under it so you hear the snare in a more authentic DNB context. Try not to solo the snare forever. It needs to work with the kick and bass, not just impress you on its own. As a rough starting point, keep the snare peaking somewhere around -12 to -8 dB before processing. That gives you headroom and keeps the chain cleaner later. Now let's start with EQ8. Put EQ8 first on the snare. The goal here is not to make the snare brighter. The goal is to remove the ugly stuff that fights the warm, vintage vibe. If there's low rumble, you can high pass gently around 70 to 100 Hz. Then listen for harshness in the top end, usually somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. If the snap is spitty or brittle, make a small cut there. A cut of about 2 to 4 dB around 7.5 kHz is often enough to tame the nasty edge without killing the attack. If the snare feels boxy or papery, check the low mids around 200 to 500 Hz and trim gently, maybe 1 to 3 dB around 300 Hz. The key here is restraint. In DNB, the snare still needs some bite so it can punch through fast edits and heady bass. We're not smoothing it into nothing. We're just removing the cheap-sounding brightness. Next, shape the transient. For this, DrumBus is a great stock Ableton tool. It's not just for full drum groups. It can work really well on a single snare too. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Leave boom off for a snare or keep it very low. Use crunch sparingly if you want a little more bite. And pay attention to the transient control. If the snare is too clicky, pull it slightly negative. If it needs a little more attack, push it slightly positive. If you prefer compressor instead, keep it gentle. Try a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to control the hit without flattening it. This is one of the biggest beginner lessons in DNB. You want punch, not mush. The snare has to sit in the groove, not sound like it's been over-squeezed. A little compression can help it stay stable against the bass, especially when the arrangement gets dense. Now for the fun part, saturator. This is where the snare starts to feel warm, dusty, and a bit tape-like. Turn soft clip on. Then start with drive around 2 to 6 dB. Match the output level after that, so you're comparing fairly. If the snare sounds better but not louder, that's usually a good sign. You want density and character, not just volume. If the snare loses too much snap, back off the drive a little. If it still feels too clean, push it slightly harder. The trick is to keep it controlled. In old-school DNB and jungle, the snare can be rough around the edges, but it should still feel intentional. You want a kind of warm grit, not harsh digital fizz. At this point, you can add a little more tape-style softness by combining saturator with a EQ8 and a light glue compressor. Glue compressor can help bind the snare together without crushing it. Try a ratio around 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If the snap is still a little too fizzy, you can also use auto filter very gently to soften the top, but keep it subtle. You're just rounding things off, not dulling the snare completely. The whole point is to make it feel a little older, a little softer, and more like it passed through hardware or tape. Now stop and check the snare in context. This is really important. Don't just listen in solo. Bring the kick and bass back in, and if you have a break loop, include that too. In DNB, a snare can sound amazing alone and still be raw in the full mix. Ask yourself, does it still cut through when the bass enters? Does it clash with the kick? Does it feel like it belongs with the rest of the drums? If it's too sharp in context, reduce the high end a bit, lower the saturator drive, or ease off the compressor. If it disappears, add a small boost around 180 to 220 Hz for body or around 2 to 4 kHz for presence. Keep the move small. Small moves are usually enough. If you want more dirt without ruining the clean attack, use parallel grit. This is a classic move in drum and bass because it gives you texture underneath while preserving clarity on the main snare. Create a return track and put saturator on it, maybe even a little redux if you want some dusty bit reduction. Then use EQ8 on the return to cut the low end, maybe high pass around 200 Hz, and trim the top around 8 to 10 kHz if it gets too harsh. Send a little snare into that return, not a lot. Just enough to make the sound feel crustier and more sample-like. This is safer than overprocessing the main snare directly, because your original snare stays intact while the dirt lives underneath. Now let's make it move. Drum and bass arrangements usually need energy shifts, so don't keep the snare identical all the way through. Automate a few things. For example, you can increase saturator drive slightly in the drop. You can bring in more parallel grit in the main section and reduce it in the intro. You can make the snare a little cleaner in breakdowns, then warmer and dirtier when the beat drops. That kind of movement keeps the track alive. It also makes the drop feel bigger when the snare changes character. Even tiny automation moves can make a loop feel like a real arrangement instead of a static pattern. Since this is a mastering-minded lesson, do one final check for level and harshness. Look for clipping on the snare peak. Listen for any harshness when the whole drop plays. Make sure the snare isn't dominating the mix. And if you want, use utility to check mono compatibility. The snare should still feel solid and centered in mono. That matters a lot in darker DNB, where the drums need to stay stable and punchy. If the snare feels too sharp after all this, back off the saturator, reduce the high-end EQ, or lower the drum bus compression a little. If possible, trim the parallel grit before you touch the main snare too much. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't over-brighten the snap. If it's harsh, cut a little top end instead of boosting more. Don't saturate before cleaning, because the distortion will exaggerate ugly frequencies. Don't overcompress, or you'll lose the punch. And don't ignore the bass context. A snare that works in solo can still clash badly with a sub and res. Also, don't be afraid if the snare sounds a little rough by itself. In jungle and old school DNB, perfect often means less interesting. The goal is not a clinical snare. The goal is a snare that feels raw, warm, and locked into the groove. If you want to go a step further, try splitting the snare into two versions, one clean and punchy, one heavily colored and filtered. Blend them together. That gives you clarity plus age. You can also experiment with tiny pitch drift on the tail, or add a very short filtered reverb return for a dusty room vibe. Just keep it subtle. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build three versions of the same snare, one clean, one warm and one dirtier with parallel grit. Loop each version with kick, break, and bass. Test them quietly, then in mono, then on headphones and speakers if you can. Choose the one that feels most like a real old school record, not just the loudest one. So the big takeaway is this. Clean the snare first, then add warm saturation, light compression, and a touch of grit. Keep it controlled. Keep it in context. And let the snare feel like part of the drum picture, not a separate effect. That's how you get that warm tape-style jungle snap in Ableton Live 12. Clean, gritty, punchy, and ready to sit in a proper DNB mix.